you know what segment it is, the Lolly Lowdown. It's where we take lollies, we try them, we let you know if they're good or bad. This week, we're looking at the healthy side of the confectionery landscape. Here to help me, producers Tash, Angie, and for the very first time, we got an intern on the show. And, you know, I was talking to this intern. He said, man, I've been hearing about this segment long before I started on the show. I said, that's really weird. I can't believe that. He said, trust me, man, it's making waves across the world. And Josh, man, welcome.
Sure is. Thanks for that welcome, mate. Keen to get low with the lowdown.
Yeah, that's what we do. And this week, look, we've got two lollies in front of us. Or should we just go one?
Maybe we should save one.
Let's save one. All right, there we go. Live decisions, that's what happens. There's a bit of diplomacy onto us here. These here are what we call, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the superfood called the acai berry. These things are apparently a superfood. So much so, let me read you some facts about them. According to Victoria Health, some facts and myth about them. Well, the thing is, yeah, all superfoods, I believe, are basically sort of crap, right? Like,
what is it? Is it a berry?
Yeah, I think so. It's literally what it looks like here, these little black little balls, berries. What does it say? The goji berries, the acai berries, blah, blah, blah. Superfoods, apparently a food that offers superior nutritional value for the amount of calories it contains. The only thing it doesn't say there is they usually cost about 5 times more than normal food or fruit. They're considered one of the top superfoods, generally due to their incredible antioxidant properties and are said to have numerous other health benefits, allegedly. That's what they say. And I wish Nash was here because he, I'm sure, would roast this.
Yeah, do you know what? I was looking at the back of this packet and they've decided to put what vitamins it includes in it.
Yeah.
So vitamin A, 0%. Calcium, 0. Vitamin C, 0%. Iron, 8%. Why would you list something if it doesn't 0%. Include it in it?
Yeah.
What are you getting at there?
Is that a standardized nutrient? Maybe that's the... Isn't the American one like this? And maybe there's like... These are the benchmarks. I don't know. It's weird one though. Yeah. It's weird that it does look bad on their behalf.
Yeah. Like they've got like two things. Actually, I think it's only one.
Yeah. Well, these are apparently dark chocolate. So soft fruit flavored centers. Fruit flavored. Right. Okay. Covered in smooth dark chocolates.
What does fruit flavoured mean? No fruit involved at all?
Like, are these the actual berries or are we getting an imitation of the acai berry? Let's rip it open. There's already a bit of a strong smell coming off these when I just rip it open like this.
Do you think that they chose dark chocolate because supposedly dark chocolate is supposed to be healthier for you?
Good for
it's
you.
Good for
apparently.
You. So it's like, oh, it tastes like dark chocolate with acai berries because I'm on health cleanse.
Yeah. I'm detoxing. That's bullcrap, by the way.
Now, who actually likes dark chocolate? Seriously, milk chocolate's where it's at.
You know, yeah, I had some like 90% dark chocolate the other day. And
yeah, that stuff tastes like rubbish.
It's a bit brutal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I would prefer a milk, but dark chocolate, I don't mind too badly. But I definitely don't believe in like cleanse things because it's like, I just don't think people know how the human body works. I'm not going to claim I do, but I'm gonna drink this juice and it's going to cleanse. That's what you have like organs for, bro. That is literally why you
that
have
is why.
The liver is your friend.
The liver, yeah. Oh, no, I need to help it. No, I'm just cleansing.
Just make it do its job. Make it work hard. Why not?
Exactly. So I don't know if this is a dark chocolate outside. Oh, yeah.
It smells good.
Dark chocolate outside with a berry. Although, is it just fruit flavoured? Mm. Let's find out.
This reminds me of something. Mm. I can't put my finger on it.
Is it a licorice bullet?
Yeah,
yes.
Texture, like it's got the...
That's what it tastes like.
Because it's like a licorice textured inside.
It doesn't look like a berry on the inside, but...
I don't think
that's... I
don't
know what it looks like at
all.
I don't
think that's a berry.
Yeah.
It's something... fruit flavor. It's like a lolly.
It's like a little jelly.
Whoa. Let's get...
Do you know what? These are mad.
Is it the ACCC, the consumer watchdog?
Mm.
Let's get them on the line. Hold on.
I'm actually thoroughly enjoying these.
Same.
I can feel the health.
I feel healthy already.
Acai and blueberry flavours. So maybe.
Yeah, so it's not even healthy for you. That's probably why it tastes so good.
That's okay.
Got?
They've got a tree on the cover.
And look at the ingredients.
Tree, it's healthy.
Yeah, we've got dark chocolate, milk fat.
That's what you want.
Milk, blah, 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 blah. Sugar, corn syrup, fruit juice concentrate, pomegranate, animal, apple.
Animal.
Raspberry, blueberry, cranberry, lemon juice concentrates. Maltodextrin, which sounds good.
Yeah, has to be.
deionized apple juice concentrate, natural flavor, pectin, malic acid, tapioca dextrin, canola oil, acai puree concentrate. That is not a fruit! It is a concentrate. So I reckon they've just like squeezed some and put the juices in here, but we're actually not getting the fruit.
They're actually not healthy for you at all, probably.
Mm. I've been lied to. I'm astounded.
Yeah, and it even has like a sort of chemist-looking packaging it on does. Here as well. Yeah. So
it's like clean, crisp, white, with clinical.
The yep. tree. Man, okay. I feel that, you know what, they do taste okay.
You know, I'm actually really liking them.
Mm. I could definitely snack on these.
I could definitely smash this whole packet.
I thought you didn't like dark chocolate. What
well, happened? Like, well, this is not that bad. It's yeah. like kind There's of not citrus. Like, it's not super bitter.
I just feel a little bit cheated because if I want to have a superfood but also have chocolate at the exact same time, negating that process entirely, I want it to be an actual superfood. Mm. Let's go. Yeah.
Not just superfood flavored.
Oh, now, this one is shaped like an M&M.
Yeah, well, there you go. A bit of like, you know. Some,
that's just like.
What's that called when they sort of like, maybe they're doing that on purpose to make you associate with M&Ms before yep. you have it, change your psychology kind of thing. Mm. What do you think? Because Josh, you're like, you're a pretty healthy guy. What do you think about, are you feeling enraged like me or are you happy about the taste like these two?
Yeah, I do feel a bit deceived, hey? Like, you know, yeah. superfood. Not feeling all that super. I feel like I'm having a nice snack here.
Yeah.
Bit of a Malteser or something.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. Well, I see. Maybe you're just a mild-mannered fellow. I am enraged right now. This is just... I wanted to be super food. I wanted to try something for the first time in my life. Instead, it does taste okay, but I just think it's very, very, very interesting how they've got... Like, the thing is, on the front as well... These, to me, I thought they were the berries. Because I'm looking at a picture of the berries, and it looks very similar, except these don't have a texture. They're, like, smooth on these balls. I really thought I was going to be eating berries with, yeah, chocolate maybe inside. I don't know.
Do you know, this tastes really sweet for the, like, I'm wondering how much sugar is actually in this, because it tastes like it has, 23 grams of sugar.
Oh my gosh, hold on. What's like a good amount? Do
yeah,
we know?
But like, it's okay because it's only 170 calories.
Yeah, well, that's the thing as well, isn't it? They always say it's only this many calories, but you know.
There's like 20 servings in the package.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's two servings in this packet, yeah.
Oh, right. That's always the thing, servings, when it's like just two balls, it's one serving.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
That's where they get you.
Get real. No
you can only have half a Tim Tam. That's one serving.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go appearance. Of the look, like it's just a general thing. I think packaging wise, it does look healthy and it does look like it's from the chemist. So, yes, 7 for the clean cutness, I think.
But is that something you really want on a lolly packaging that it looks like it's from the chemist?
But I wasn't approaching this as a lolly, I was approaching this as sort of like a, you know, sort of you're weaning yourself off confectionery, but you're not trying to get healthy, but you're not totally ready yet. So, you sort of have this halfway.
It's a halfway house.
Yeah,
halfway lolly.
Yeah. So, don't know.
I like the appearance because it looks like I'm eating healthy, but really I'm not. So it's like a sneaky. I could just be eating this glass and everyone can be like, oh my gosh, that person's so healthy. But I'm just down on chocolate.
Yeah, this is a good social manipulator. If you want to make some branding for yourself, you want to change your brand, just I'll just take an Instagram photo with this a bit later and just start getting all the Fitspo people to follow me.
Yeah.
Maybe I could make some waves.
I feel like it's the kind of lolly that your grandma buys you when she's at the chemist as like a little treat.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's okay, it's healthy.
Yeah, I hate that. Just don't even bother, grandma. How about you just go get out of my house if you're going to bring those things into it? Oh, look, I don't want to get in trouble from your mother. No, do it. Fight back against her. She's your daughter, grandma. Why don't you stop listening to her and listen to me, your grandson?
I don't know what kind of grandmas you had, but my grandma was definitely feeding me all of the bad food when my mum was not around.
Yeah, right.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, my grandmother would have like stacks of lollies hidden in like her bedroom.
Well, this is that sort of stuff you go to when you've got a friend who has healthy parents and they've never had ice cream before. And it's like, don't worry, man. Like, they'll be like, okay, boys, now dessert's coming. And you're like, oh, great. You know, we already have had like fried cardboard for dinner. Well, not even fried, steamed, poached cardboard. Can't wait for the second course. And you have a glimmer glimmer of hope that maybe, just maybe, they'll have some ice cream or something. For once, maybe you can have, you know, your friend's already not allowed to watch The Simpsons. Surely, maybe this is something else. And then they pull out these things. Now, only two boys. You need to watch your portions. And then...
And then they give you a bowl of fruit and yogurt. Yeah. Off to bed.
Exactly. These pancakes are actually, instead of pancake batter, it's just mashed up strawberries. Oh, great.
No, see, that'd actually be too nice. It's just like whole grains that they've smashed together.
Yeah,
with some
sesame
oats
seed
and
pancakes. And instead of maple syrup. Man, that's an accurate, scary, accurate impression of my...
of the healthy parents.
Yeah. They all speak like this. Jeremy, it's bath time. We're going to... Your bath will be in pure antioxidants.
It'll be exactly 42 degrees.
Yeah. I read it on the internet. Okay. Look, appearances. We said that. Marketability, I think we've established it.
Yep.
Quite good for the healthy parents and mm-hmm. their poor children. And which, if you want to have no disrespect, if you're trying to be healthy for your kids, but like, come on, man, it's just
like a treat every now and then. It's not bad, right?
Then they grow up. No, you know what happens to those kids is then they go to your house when next time they come over, and suddenly you're like, hey, man, do you want to have one donut? And they
start.
I remember my cousin who wasn't allowed to play video games. Whenever he would come, he just wanted to play it all day.
They just go ham on the lollies and all the junk food, and then they're just like bouncing off the walls, and you're like, whoa.
Oh man, yeah. My sister had this friend come over who'd never like had a sleepover before, never had junk food before. And she ended up vomiting because she was just so excited. It wasn't even from... She ate all this crap and then just started swearing all the time and vomiting. And then she... Oh, man, I should tell you this story off air. It was just insane because she tried to call her mum and her mum didn't answer. And then she thought her mum had been kidnapped by robbers.
My God.
And no, your mum's fine. She's just probably not home. Oh, no, but she might... And it was just... She was just jacked up so hard on lollies, she started to think her parents had been abducted. And started vomiting again. Yeah, so anyway, I didn't tell you that off air. Told you it on air. So
there you go.
I reckon that's a good lolly lowdown. Thank you very much for coming through.